So Grayson, do you wish Pepe had been more honest with you so you could have made other connections in the villa?
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, we were in there for like almost 2 weeks. And I felt like we had spent so much time together. I felt like we were affectionate with each other. I felt like we were moving in a way that if he didn't feel a spark, like he would have realized that sooner. And instead he waited like as long as possible to tell me that. And then the thing that kind of catapulted it was the Stand On Business Challenge.
I feel like I was pretty honest with you the day that I told you I don't feel that spark. Like, I was like, I just don't want to drag you along and not let you enjoy the experience. And
but I feel like you, in a way, almost did prohibit me from having like an experience in there. Like, you knew I really wanted to make a connection there. You knew that like I wanted to find somebody. Obviously, at the time, I thought that could be you. And you were telling other people, I want to put 100% to Grayson.
Yeah.
So I wanted to put 100% to you. So I felt like all of our free time, I was trying to spend it with you.
Right.
So
I did too. It's like
so
I
that
said.
Does prohibit me, though. Like, do you see what I'm saying? And I just kind of want you to know that, like, you did hurt me. Like, I do feel, like, played in that situation.
And you're right. Should I have said it 2 days before? Yeah, maybe I should have. I am sorry, though. I was never trying to blindside you or lead you on.
I mean, I'm not one to burn bridges. Like, I don't want there to be any bad blood, and that's why I felt like I didn't stand up for myself in the moment. Yeah. I'm just glad, I guess, we can squash it and clear the air.
I'm glad you did tonight, and I want to move on.